AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Police in Lafayette, Louisiana say John Russell Hauser, the gunman who killed two people and wounded nine others, was at a movie theater, fired into the audience, and then tried to escape by blending into the crowd after one of the wounded was able to pull the fire alarm. Chief Jim Kraft.
The shooter did not enter the front lobby of the theater. He actually exited out a side door where his car was parked in an apparent attempt to get to his vehicle.
The two women killed were 21-year-old Macy Breaux and 33-year-old Jillian Johnson. Breaux's body brought to the same hospital where she was about to become a radiology technician. Johnson ran clothing and art boutiques, played in a rootsy rock band, and planted fruit trees for neighbors and the homeless. President Obama says young entrepreneurs are changing Africa.
Entrepreneurship creates new jobs and new businesses, new ways to deliver basic services, new ways of seeing the world. It's the spark of prosperity.
The president at a speech during the opening of an entrepreneurs' summit in Nairobi, Kenya. Last night, Obama attended a family reunion of sorts, having dinner with Kenyan relatives. A day after giving the U.S.-led coalition permission to use its main air base to fly airstrikes against the Islamic State fighters in Syria, Turkey has launched its own attacks on both the militant group in Syria and Iraqi bases of the PKK, a Kurdish separatist group. Suzanne Frazier is in Ankara.
Turkish fighter jets attacked camps belonging to Kurdish militants in northern Iraq overnight. It was the first time that Turkish jets have crossed into Iraqi airspace to attack Kurdish rebels there since 2013.
Police in Turkey have also arrested more than 300 people said to be working with the Islamic State, the PKK, or a left-wing group in that country. This is AP Radio News. The Food and Drug Administration approves a new drug that lowers bad cholesterol more than previous medications. Dr. Christopher Cannon with Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston was on a committee that oversaw the drug study.
The new drug approved is called Praluent, the brand name. Elirocumab is its real name. And it's a new drug that can dramatically lower the cholesterol by helping the body take more cholesterol out of the blood.
The Des Moines Register says GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump has denied press credentials to its reporters for an event today, only days after the newspaper published an editorial calling him a blowhard and asking him to end his campaign. Register editor Amelia Nash says Trump and his campaign should reconsider their actions instead of making punitive decisions because we wrote something critical of him. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.